Epilogue. Consequences. Fadoar frowned. He looked at the maps his aides had provided and said,
"What is the situation here, Cahill?"
"It is the city called Illith,"
said the captain, who had been charged with gathering intelligence.
"It is a major seaport, and the only sea entrance into the province of Yabon. It is relatively untouched, and most of its garrison was already sent south to defend Darkmoor. There is only a small force there, as well as a few ships. There is another garrison in Zun, as well as in Loriel and Yabon."
He indicated the different locations on the map.
"However, if we can seize and hold Illith until spring, those garrisons should be easy to destroy."
Outside, his regrouped army was settling in around the town of Questa's View. They had overrun the town in under a day's fighting, as it had been defended by less than one company of regular soldiers and a half company of militia. Fadoar nodded.
"Good. We will take Illith."
20,000 men had made their way up the coast, after Fadoar had judged the situation hopeless at Darkmoor. As soon as he had seen the disposition of the men when he had come out from under the demon's trance, he knew that even if he took Darkmoor, they would possess a useless mountain of stone and dead bodies. The reports that had followed him along his retreat, about the sudden snows and the arrival of another army from the east, only made him all the more certain they had been on a fool's errand, attempting to drive across the mountains to seize a city reported to be abandoned. He had briefly wondered at the sanity of the demon, but given what had happened since, he said a prayer each night to Colkin, thanking the god of gamblers for blessing him. How he had survived when so many others had been destroyed by the Emerald Queen or the demon was beyond him. But now he had more immediate needs. His army was a long way from home and hungry. The good news was that as he travelled north, the lands were more abundant, and his men were starting to eat well again. He said to Cahill,
"Word is to be sent south that any of those who managed to get away from Darkmoor could come to Illith, to winter there."
"Very well, General,"
said the intelligence officer, who saluted and left the tent. Fadoar also knew the Saar were out there somewhere, and he was concerned. If he could speak to Jatuk, he might convince the leader of the lizard people that he was also a dupe, a tool used and almost discarded. But if he failed that, the angry lizard would seek someone upon whom to vent his rage. As the highest remaining officer of the Emerald Queen's army, Fadoar was a logical choice. Fadoar sat back on the small stool in his tent. He had been cast upon a distant shore by a capricious fate, but it was his nature to turn an advantage wherever he might. That was why he had become the most successful general in Navindus, rising from mercenary captain in the Eastlands to military overlord of the Emerald Queen. His senior captain, Nordan, said,
"What will we do once we've taken this Illith, General?"
Fadoar said,
"We've paid in blood for other people's greed and ambition, my old friend."
He leaned forward, putting his elbows on his knees.
"Now we serve our own."
He smiled at his old companion. His thin face looked especially sinister in the faint light from the small lantern that hung from the tent pole.
"How would you like to be general of our armies?"
Nordan said,
"But if I become general, what about you?"
Fadoar said,
"I become king."
His finger outlined the coast between Krondor and Illith.
"The kingdom's western capital is in ruins, and no law exists between it and Illith."
He considered his options.
"Yes, King of the Bitter Sea. How does that sound?"
Nordan bowed.
It sounds appropriate, Your Majesty.
Fadoa laughed as the cool fall wind blew outside the tent.